What's up? Do you feel bad when you lie to other people? Do you not like being lied to? Is there ever a good time to lie? Well, today, look, we're going to talk about is lying ever justified? This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Danny, I'm here, buddy. Randy, what's up, Randy?
Yo, Danny.
Yeah, so you came up with this topic today. So, I mean, what was on your mind?
Well, this happened to me today. I was
Okay.
talking with an acquaintance, and he asked something that was none of his business. And so I
The
lied,
nerve. Yeah,
and then I
yeah.
felt bad about it. And so I'm going over in my head, I'm like, number one, he had no right asking that. Well, I guess he had a right asking it, but I didn't want there was something that I didn't want him to know. He
Yeah.
asked about it. He didn't really, it wasn't any of his business, but he asked anyways. And then I lied and I felt bad about it because, I don't know. There's this whole
Well,
thing about integrity. Like they say, like, oh, you need to have integrity and integrity is the best thing. And yeah.
let me ask you this though. When you say like so the title is Lying Ever Justified? That was justified though. So the question is like, do you mean justified or do you mean like morally acceptable or like appropriate or like
I mean, why do I feel bad?
okay, that's what we're asking. That's fine. I mean, this is the funny thing about lying. Like, okay, and we all know everybody lies, right? I mean, like everybody does. And there's like, you might say there's like better times to lie, I guess, or there's appropriate times. Like in that situation, I mean, you
And
could have just
also, I'm like pretty sure he knows that I was lying too.
probably if he asked the question, he probably, if he knows you, he probably knew you didn't, you're not going to tell him. I mean, it's the kind of thing too, where like, would he have listened if you just said like, yeah, I don't want to talk about that, or like, it's none of your business.
I don't know.
I mean, because it's tough,
Because,
right?
like I
Because,
said, he's an
oh,
acquaintance. He's a guy I've met like three, four times.
okay. So he doesn't know you well. But yeah, okay. Yeah, it's tough. It's funny because I feel like, that's a good instance of when I think a lot of people lie. We often lie when, like, we don't want to talk about something, but we also don't want to necessarily, like, make the person feel bad or make it awkward. And I think, I don't know. I think that's justified as long as it doesn't come. I think lying is bad when it comes from a bad place, if that makes sense. Like you're trying to cheat somebody or you're trying to get something from them. This is more like, it's a private matter. You don't want to discuss it, and that's fine. I don't think that's a big deal.
Okay. But
But
I mean, I agree with you there that when it is like deceptive lying to injure somebody else, that's no good. But I don't see how he could be injured from this.
well, I
It is
think,
just like, yeah.
yeah, like a lot of us, we're so used to it now too, because there's so many scams and stuff, right? Where like there's so much stuff literally targeting people, and it's with ill intent, right? The goal is to get something from them for nothing. I think that's really bad lying, right? Or
Well,
like,
here's the question.
yeah.
Is there a difference? And I know we're going to say, oh yeah, because the intention's different, but really both people are lying. They're not telling the truth. I did not tell the truth today. The people who are scamming old people, they didn't tell the truth too.
Well,
So
okay.
is there a difference between two people not telling the truth, even though the intention was different?
Yeah. I think there, I mean, I think you're coming at this from, I think, no, I think you're doing what a lot of people do, because I see this, I mean, I especially see this a lot of my clients too. Like, you're coming at this from like a perspective of objective morality. It's like very Kantian or Christian, right? Lying is always wrong. And it's never right to lie. That
Well,
belief, right?
Christianity is always right, so
Right? I mean, come on.
they
Yeah. So obviously it follows that.
say
Yeah.
lying's always wrong and they're always right, then lying's always wrong.
I don't know. Maybe I'm more realistic, I guess. I always look at it context, right? I think context matters. Because like,
I like that. Explain it more.
all right, like think of it this way, like there's lots of situations I think we find ourselves in where like your example, right? Where it's something personal you don't want to talk about, but you don't know the person that well, they might not know you. And if you're in a conversation, it can be really awkward to be like, dude, I don't want to talk about that. Or like, that's none of your business. So sometimes it's easier just to lie and then move on. You're not hurting them. You're not doing anything mean. You're just not providing the information that they're intentionally asking
Yeah,
about that you don't want to share.
I thought about the other options in how to respond and not lie. Like one option would have been to tell them the truth, what they were wanting, but what I didn't want them to know, and that's like, because then I would have been essentially lying to myself, like breaking my own integrity.
Yeah.
The other option is to tell them, I don't want to tell you that, or I
Which,
don't want to
yeah,
talk to that about you.
sounds like an
Or,
attack on them or something, or like you don't
right.
like,
So, like,
yeah.
that's kind of aggressive, can be. I could have just said, none of your business.
None
None of
of
your
your business. Get out of
beeswax,
here.
man.
Well, you know,
Get out of here.
and I think this is the hard thing too, because I think there are, you know, even in cases like that, there might be better alternatives, but it's not always clear that there are, you know? And I think it's difficult. Like, you know, even like, you know, I mean, I can think of examples that have happened to me relatively recently where, you know, somebody asked me to do, you know, to help them with something, and like I just don't have time. And, you know, but I also knew they're not gonna really necessarily understand. So I just said, you know, something else. Like, you know, just said, or like I don't want to do something, you know, but I don't want to make them feel bad, like I'm not interested or something. You just say, eh, I'm too busy or something. You know, I mean, things like that I don't think are a big deal. I think it's more problematic when we're like doing it out of malice or doing it to try and get something from people or get one over on them, I think is bad. Cause I mean, look, dude, everybody lies in regular circumstances. I think they do. You know, and
Next
if
thing
they,
you're going to tell me, everybody poops, and I know for a fact that is
yeah,
not true.
I haven't in at least 3 decades. Yeah, but like, I think it's just funny because like we have this mentality that these absolute moral rules, and I think it's a bad way to think about morality too, because it puts morality in a box, and I think morality is about learning how to navigate everyday life in the best way you can, which means one, making mistakes. And two, a lot of gray area. Things are not black and white, you know, in the world. They're not. And, you know, one situation, it might be okay. And a very similar action in another situation might not be because the circumstance changed. You know, I think that's a big factor. So I think you have to be aware of that. And you also have to ask yourself, why am I lying? Right? Like, if you ask yourself that and the answer is like something as simple as like, I don't know this guy that well. It's not his business. But I also, they aren't acquaintances. I don't want to ruin the relationship or make them upset or uncomfortable. Well, what's wrong with that, right? But, you know, there's other times where it might be problematic.
You know, there could be another explanation for it. So, like, when you talk about making mistakes and like navigating life, that's something that I have been dealing with recently, is like recognizing that when I was young and impressionable, I made mistakes and they were painful, and I had made up my mind that I'm not going to make mistakes anymore. And it got this like perfectionist mentality where I'm just
Yeah.
going to get everything right. And it doesn't serve me, because there's no way to do that in life.
No.
But like things like this, they kind of ruffle my feathers, is because it's touching that nerve where it's like you made another mistake. You didn't get it perfect the first time or whatever. And
Yeah, but you know, and I think this is the problem too, because when you have that, like, when you're working from that rigid definition of like right and wrong, you don't leave yourself any room either. And I think it makes you, I think it is worse for you over time, because you're going to be like mad at yourself, and you're going to be upset about things that really like don't matter, or you didn't do anything wrong, or you know what I mean. And I think that's not a good way to be either. Because also, if you're aware of it and you realize why you're lying, I think that there's also some virtue in that and integrity in that. Like if you know, like I just don't want this guy to have the information, but I also care about his feelings and I don't want to hurt his feelings. Okay, so there's some integrity in that, I think. You're being honest with yourself. You're being truthful to what your values are. And you're also not wanting to hurt somebody else's feelings, which is not a bad thing. And I think this is our problem with, like, I think most of our conceptions of, like, right and wrong are very skewed, because I think the absolutism is terrible for us.
That is a good point, because I remember, like, now that you mention it, I remember growing up, like, the whole thing is like, don't tell lies, white lies, don't tell lies. And it wasn't like learn how to lie skillfully or something, like, or like
Yeah.
learn how to lie effectively, or what's good for every in the best interest of everybody, like learn how to lie properly.
Meanwhile, your parents and teachers are telling you that, and they're lying to you all
I know.
the
They're like, don't lie. Oh, someone's on the phone for you. Tell them I'm not here.
Yeah. Santa Claus is real. Yeah, it's funny, you know, and like, but you know, that's another example, right? Like, you know, imagination, right? Letting kids have that time of that enjoyment. There's nothing wrong with that, you know, necessarily, but you are also lying to them. So like if you see Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and stuff is fine, well, you also have no problem with lying. So you should
Well, you
reassess
just broke the hearts of every child listening to this
that. I know,
podcast.
right? I'm not worried
They're
about that.
like,
It's okay.
what?
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 Yeah, I've
Yeah.
always found it really weird though, because I think we do have this like we get these things stuck in our heads and it affects us and affects how we evaluate our actions our whole lives without ever really thinking about the starting point, if that makes sense. Like, like, and I think that is one of the problems. Like, we should reflect more on like on our actions, why we're doing them, and then kind of reflect on like what does that mean, in context.
And also, we're kind of lying to ourselves all the time. Like, I've heard it said where we do stuff and then we come up with reasons for it afterwards.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, so like, you do stuff and then you have to essentially lie to yourself.
Dude, people do that all the time too. College is a great example where kids like forget to do their assignments, all of a sudden they're sick, or all of a sudden, some emergency happens. I mean, we all do it. And I think it's like it's a way to save face and not take on that responsibility, I guess, in a sense. But and that's the other thing too, right? I think like lying to get out of things like that can be dangerous because then you're not doing the work, you're not kind of learning how to kind of like motivate yourself and all that. And so that could be dangerous long term, but like, getting out of a sticky situation is not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, right. But you know what the good thing that came out of it was?
What's
So
that?
today I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. And because we talk about this stuff on a regular basis, I recognized that I woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Nice.
And so when things were just going like whatever today, I was just like, hey, that's okay. It's just one of those days.
Yeah, I think I've been getting better at that too, and I like that because it is nice when you realize it early and you're like, oh, so things are just going to be terrible this morning, but I know
Yeah, I don't need to fight it all
why.
day.
Yeah. And get mad at
Right.
myself. Yeah, it is
Yeah.
funny, All right. Well, I guess anything else you want to add about that? All right. So there you have it. Is lying ever justified? If you like the episode, check us out on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Please like, share, subscribe. It helps us out a lot. Even leave a review. That would be awesome. We'll be back later this week with another full-length episode. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. Until then, later, Andy.
Later, Danny.